Talk Talk English, Stage 9, Workbook CD. Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions. Danny and Bob are talking about wedding customs. So, what wedding customs are there in America, Bob?
In America, the bride is supposed to wear white on her wedding day.
Okay. What is the groom expected to wear?
The groom is expected to wear a dark suit.
What about the best man?
He's supposed to wear the same as the groom.
Do the bride and groom arrive at the church together?
No, the groom is not supposed to see the bride before the wedding. It's very unlucky if she does.
Okay, I'll remember that. Anything else?
Yes, the bride is supposed to throw her flowers at the wedding. The woman who catches them will get married next.
Yes, we have the same custom in Australia. What gifts are people expected to bring for the couple?
If you're invited to the ceremony, you're supposed to bring a big gift. But if you're only invited to the reception, you're expected to bring a smaller gift, maybe something for the home.
Good. We should have lots of nice presents then. Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions. Helen is talking to Sarah about the wedding day.
So, it's the big day soon. How are you feeling?
I'm so excited, but I'm also a bit nervous.
Okay, let's talk about the plan for the day. Where is the wedding being held?
It's being held at the registry office, because neither of us is religious.
Okay, good. How many people have you invited to the ceremony?
We've invited 48 people to the ceremony, and another 100 people are coming to the reception.
Wow, that will be a good party. What food are you serving at the dinner?
We're serving a choice of fish or chicken or a vegetarian dish.
Okay, good. So are you serving red or white wine?
We're serving white wine with the meal.
And what are you going to wear?
I'm going to wear a beautiful white dress, of course.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions. Ken and Tim are talking about clothes. What kind of clothes do you like wearing, Ken?
I like to dress well. I usually wear suits.
But what about on weekends?
I usually dress casually on weekends. How about you, Tim?
I like to dress casually most of the time. I often dress scruffily on weekends, if I'm not going anywhere special.
Really? I hate people who dress sloppily.
Why, Ken?
Because I think that clothes are important.
Why do you think clothes are important, Ken?
Because people take you seriously if you look smart.
Oh.
Listen to Vera talking about clothes, then answer the questions.
I think that young people today look ridiculous. Girls wear short skirts and high heels, and they think they look attractive. They don't. When I was young, people dressed more elegantly. I used to wear smart, conservative clothes. Nowadays, people don't understand that fashion should be beautiful, not ugly. I hope that looking scruffy becomes unfashionable soon.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
How many languages can you speak, Ken?
I can speak 3 languages, English, French and Spanish.
Wow, I can only speak English now. I could speak French when I was younger, but I've forgotten it all.
You should take up learning French again.
Yes, I might do that. Or I may try to learn Japanese.
If you learn Japanese, you'd have to learn how to read and write in Japanese. That would be very difficult.
That's true. I think I shall just study French again.
Okay, I must go now because I have a meeting. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, Ken. See you later.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
Hi, Helen. What are you doing this weekend?
I'll probably just stay home. Why?
Bob and I may go hiking. Can you and Danny come with us?
Yes, I think we can. Danny has to do some work, but he will probably do that on Saturday morning.
Great. See you then.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions. Sarah and Bob are talking about Danny and Helen's engagement party.
That was a great party last night.
Yes, it was, but I feel terrible.
Well, you shouldn't have drunk so much wine.
That's true. Why wasn't Pierre at the party?
I don't know. He might have been too busy.
Yes, or he could have been sick.
Yes, or he might have forgotten about the party.
No, he couldn't have forgotten, because I reminded him about it yesterday afternoon.
He must have had something important to do then.
Yes.
Listen to Pete, and then answer the questions.
I had a really bad day yesterday. I went to bed really late the night before, so I felt tired all day. I went to a party, so I didn't do my homework, and my professor was mad at me. Then I forgot to call my mom on her birthday. Then I shouted at my friend, so he's not talking to me anymore. Finally, I fell asleep while I was cooking dinner, and it was burned. What a terrible day.
Listen to the dialogue, and then answer the questions.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm fine, but you look miserable, Pierre. What's wrong?
I'm broke. I spent all of my money.
Oh, no. You should have been more careful with your money.
I know. I shouldn't have given up my job.
Do you want to borrow some money?
No, it's okay. I'll ask my brother to lend me some. But thanks anyway.
Listen to the dialogue and then answer the questions. Tim is trying to get a mortgage.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I want to buy an apartment, so I'd like to get a mortgage.
Okay. Let's have a look at your credit history. You already have a lot of debt.
Yes. I got a loan to buy a car last year.
But you have missed the last 3 monthly payments.
That's because I've been saving up for my new apartment.
Well, I'm sorry, but we can't give you a mortgage because you have too much debt and you are unreliable.
Okay, I understand.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
So, Tim, what do you think you would have become if you hadn't become a teacher?
I think I would have become a doctor because I'm interested in science.
Really? Do you think you would be happy now if you had become a doctor?
Yes, if I'd become a doctor, I would probably be working in a hospital now, helping people. What about you, Ken?
Well, I sometimes regret studying business administration.
Why?
Because if I had studied journalism, I could have become a journalist, and I would be traveling the world now, reporting on important events.
That sounds exciting.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions. Pierre is talking to his brother, Claude.
So, Claude, can I borrow some money?
Yes, you can borrow some money, as long as you pay me back next week.
Okay. Provided that I can get a job, I'll pay you back next week.
No, Pierre. I want you to pay me back even if you don't get a job.
But I can't get any money unless I get a job.
That's your problem. If you don't pay me back, I'll never talk to you again.
Okay. I'll pay you back next week. Can I have the money now?